Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose, from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless us with a mighty word from the Lord this evening. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless our hearts. Amen. At this time, you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
Amen. Dear Jesus, thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life. We are glad we can cling to you. Help us to share with others the good news of who you are. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
To let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything make it through.
Yeah.
and God Almighty, thank you for giving us opportunities to flex our faith muscles by trusting you to be our strength. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m., and Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. 319-527-6204. You can also call in your prayer request at that same number. To God be the glory. At this time, I'm going to play another selection. And following this selection, I will come with our devotional message. Amen. Praise God.
Began to unfold. can take the place of the pain that you replace in my soul.
God, it is now time for our devotional message, which is entitled Combating Burnt Out. The scripture reading for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, and it says, whatever you do, do your work heartily. As for the Lord rather than for men. Amen? Whatever you do, do it for the Lord and not for man. If you have ever experienced burnt out, you know what it is to be overly stressed and depleted of physical and emotional energy. This can happen in your profession, but it can also occur as you do ministry. If you don't understand the nature of the service God desires of you, the Holy Spirit empowers you to do whatever the Lord calls you to do. If you fall into the personal performance trap, however, it won't be long until you run out of strength. You'll never be able to please everyone or sustain all the spiritual onslaughts. Likewise, some believers make working for a church or ministry organization an end in itself, with recognition, personal gain, and power as the real incentive for their service. But the Lord will not share his glory with anyone, even those who claim to represent his name. However, when your service is an outflow of your personal relationships with Jesus, the Holy Spirit gives you guidance, comfort, and confidence. Therefore, if you're feeling burnt out, ask God to sift through your motives and reveal any problems. The Lord, not people, is the object of your service. So work for him and let him fuel your ministry. Amen. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is unto me. Jesus, you are the one we serve. Search us, Lord, and reveal anything that doesn't glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I will play another selection.
Thank you. falling. You are the only one that can fix this mess. So I put it all in your hands to flow in the will of your plans. I'll trust you wholeheartedly to fight for me.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 13 and 3 says, if I give all I possess to the poor, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Amen. Heavenly Father, it amazes us that you do everything in love. Help us learn to love like you. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a wonderful word from the Lord. Amen. And that's call in at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I'll play another selection.
This is for my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is for my sister. Stay strong.
Yeah.
I pray your strength in Christ. Don't let the game steer you wrong. Sippin' on the same drink, more than check the same cheap boys, same kush, smoke, same conversation, different stuff, same temptation, same game, same honey, same front, like you got paper. It make you feel big, carrying his gun, tough guy, such a deadbeat to his kids, but he's so fly. 90% of his conversation was all lies. He won't shoot for the price of one, you and your sister like wine. So he buy a drink to get you drunk. Now you're rubbing on your sister's side. Every opportunity you get, you wish you passed by. Now you both wet, controlled by another power. Quiet as a kept, every thug up in the club plot with no regret. I used to plot too, I must confess it wasn't right. But that's the price my sister pay. Every night she play.
She play the street life, cause there's no place she can go.
The street life don't come with no proposal. Only believe half of what you see, and only 2% of what you hear. Pray your strength to
play. Oh, in the street
life, you play your life. I know Jesus in your mouth, but he's far from your heart. No doubt you deceive love from the start. Ever tied your thumb, sipping on your drink, sitting at the bar, 5 drinks a minute. Now you on a dance floor, heavy breathing, bumping and grinding like you want more. Sweating teeth, dropping it low to the floor. Misrepresent everything you stand for. Showing the games you sold, not told. Remember you reap what you sold.
You trust your walk, your tongue,
kind of
your
heart,
who you think you are. She plays a street life, cause there's no place she can go. Street life, it's the only life she knows. Street life, and there's a thousand cards to play. Oh, in the street life, will you play your life away?
He affects you tonight. Get you tomorrow, one night stand in the back of the car instead of demanding respect. You let him trick your heart, you surviving on the edge. Hope you find a baller bouncing around from club to car. He only likes you enough when you're giving it up. Your friendship can't be taught, so when he sets you up, remember respect can't be bought. So be the real queen, give me all.
Let those people see
what
just
a real sister
you
think
be.
Said.
And every night you shine,
what a real sister
just
think
like said. A superstar. The type of life that plays a sense of masquerade. You dress, your walk, your tongue.
The ladies are
your
female,
you think
but
you
the heart
are.
Is straight.
Oh.
Down for us all, remember patience, race, death, and all the money, material things, so you can never feel an empty heart. Don't be ashamed to call on Jesus' name. He'll heal your pain, erase your scar. If you go and worship Son, you can remember Jesus gave his life, and he loves you for who you really are. You a temple of God, a queen, so keep your faith up and look towards the star. I'm sent back Christ Jesus to point the way. To safety, to security. Come to world of the living. Come, sister. In Jesus' name.
Until you play your life away.
Jesus loves you.
Come on.
And I love you too.
Come on. Come on.
Come to world of the living.
I'm all alone, searching for an answer to go on in this life. I'm tired of failure. I tried so many times to find my way, and I'm not sure I'm all worn out.
2:7 says, he has watched over your journey and you have not lacked anything. Amen. Faithful God, help us rest in the assurance of your direction. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program, as we begin to go into the second part of Pray One for Another. Praise God. And this selection is Release Your Power, The Voices of Citadel. Praise God.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. Your mighty power and your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now.
and let your presence,
let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Lord, we proclaim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, let's check it out, y'all. Check it out. Hallelujah. Come on. He's calling for a worshiping people. He's calling for a worshiping people. We worship him for who he is. We praise him for what he's done. Come on, worship him. He is the God that brought you out.
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. And while we're waiting, I will play another short selection. Amen. Praise God. God, prayer together, family that prays together stays together. To God be the glory. Now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. And God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. It's in my hands.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
We give honor to God for another Thursday, another promised but yet given. We are so grateful, just so grateful to be alive. Come on,
hallelujah.
Now. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. And
come
guess
on,
what? Man. Somebody woke up and didn't know where they were.
Okay.
Come on. You got a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, Lord.
I don't care what's going on in your life, what's been happening to you. We have a lot to be thankful for. No more of this ungrateful attitude. Oh, I got to go to work. Oh, I got this to do. Oh, how about you just say, God, thank you. Thank you,
thank
God.
You.
Thank you. I'm alive. I'm healthy. I'm here. Thank you,
amen.
God.
Yes,
you,
Lord.
You know what? You know what? God needs to let us know how much he does for us, because apparently we still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how much he does, how much he's doing, and how much he's going to do. But you know what? Sister Barbara, she always says, well, if he don't do another thing, he's already done enough.
Yes.
We bless God. Mm. He has done enough. My son,
I have never seen the movie.
That I don't know what that is. We're going to need to mute that phone. Thank you, God.
Amen.
We just are so grateful to what God has been doing and what he's doing in our individual lives and then in the lives of others. You know, let's step out the box tonight and forget about ourselves. Let's say, God, thank you for making sure they had a roof over their head. Thank
yes.
you, oh God, for making sure they got food. Thank you, oh God, because they're in a country where they can't hear the word. But thank you, God, that you got it to them anyway. Come on. Yeah. No more of these selfish prayers. Let's start praying for one another. Oh, my goodness. Ha! That one snuck in there, you know, because this line used to be called pray one for another. So we
it
say,
is.
God, yes, it is. Yes, thank you. And so even right now, we're going to get into this work, because I'm telling you, and I know I say the same thing every week. It is good.
Yes, Lord.
She tried to beat me to it, but it's good. We have such an awesome word tonight, and just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, that you're allowing me to be the chosen vessel to deliver this word.
Thank you, God.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you right now, oh God. Thank you because you woke us up today. We were clothed in our right mind. Divine healings within our bodies, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for loving on us enough to allow us to see another day. Thank you for the roof that you provided over our heads. Food on our tables, oh God. My goodness, clothes on our bodies. We don't have to sleep out in the street. We're not sleeping in our cars. We got a roof over our head. God, you have been so good to us. And we don't deserve all of your goodness, but we are truly grateful for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for never, ever, ever giving up on us. We ask that you bless your word tonight, oh God. Let it not fall on deaf ears. Let someone hear this word and say, what must I do to be saved? After all, that is what it's all about, going to get the lost. And even the ones that don't know they're lost. Amen. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way right now, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. That's funny how he snuck that in on me. Y'all know the story I told you about Billy. You know, every now and again, I got to tell you about Billy. Poor Billy. He's saying, can you choose somebody else's name or change? No, Billy, I like you. We going with Billy tonight. Billy is in the store with his mother. I got to tell you this so y'all know where I'm going. Billy is in the store with his mom, and she's saying, Billy, stay by my side. Don't go running off. Stay by my side. I am, mommy, I am. So hold on to me. I'm holding on, mommy, I'm holding on. Get in the store, all kind of stuff is going on. And she just, oh, my goodness, look at this sale over here. Look at this sale over here. And before she realized it, Billy gone. And when she does realize it, she done been shopping for about 20 minutes. And she goes, Billy? Oh, my God, where's Billy? 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 And she's looking all over. And, you know, the other people look at her and go, what's going on? What's going on? And she said, my son is lost. My son is lost. His name is Billy. So everybody's calling Billy, running through the store calling Billy. No, Billy, no, Billy, no, Billy. And then all of a sudden she said, Billy, come out. And so, my goodness, that's a word right there. So Billy hears his mother's voice. All those people that were calling him, he paid no attention. He heard his mother's voice. She says, Billy, come out. Billy comes out laughing because he was hiding in between the rats. Billy did not know he was lost. Come on now, that's good news.
Right.
He did not know he was lost. My goodness, glory to God. Billy thought he was playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I hear God saying, that's what you guys think. You think life is a game, and it's going to keep on going and going until you get your turn to win. It doesn't always work out that way. Like the songwriter says, who promised you tomorrow? And you know why you're not thinking about it today? Because like Billy, you don't know you're lost. Huh? Come on now. You don't know you're lost. Well, Jesus said, I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the lost. That means he came for me. He came for you and you and you and you. And thank God he came for me.
Amen.
I was so lost.
Amen.
Forget about not knowing I was lost. I was having a good time being lost. Oh, no, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. I wasn't having a good time. Because at a time, I finished the end of the night, and I'm thinking, oh, I was dancing. Oh, I'm doing it. And then, you know, as soon as you step out, and you go, uh-oh, it's daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about the consequences that you're going to pay for that few hours of fun, you know, because I don't know about y'all, but back in the day, my mom and them, they used extension cords. They ain't use no belt. You know, now kids got the luxury of getting beat with a belt. Really? trying to wear a long sleeve shirt to cover those whips on your arms and stuff, and your friends looking at you going, why you got on the long sleeve shirt? Oh, I just felt like wearing it. No, you didn't. It's hot outside. No, I wanted to wear it. You got all them whips on your arm for the nonsense you did over the weekend.
All right.
Bless God. That guess what? God doesn't beat us that away. He loves us that away. Yeah. The same way your parents love you enough to try to tell you right from wrong, God does love us that away. He tries to tell us right from wrong. You know how I know? Because he said, Jesus said when he was leaving, he says, I'm sending you a helper,
yes,
a comforter, a teacher. Huh? He knows the Father's will, and he's going to lead you into all righteousness.
Yes.
That's what we do. When the poor dude show up, we like, get out of here. I know what I'm doing. He said, don't do that, Kathy. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Kathy, don't go there. I know where I'm going. And I step around the corner and bump my head. And I go, oh, Jesus. And he go, don't call on us now. We tried to keep you from bumping your head.
All right.
Say, I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we let you bump your head. I hope y'all getting that, because God is surely, surely speaking to us right now.
Now
let's get into this word. It's going to be short and sweet. Okay, the Holy Ghost told me to tell you guys the title right now. The title is, He Knows Better Than Me. He knows better than me. Wow. And now we're going to be coming from, let me get up here to the first one. I like it already. Yeah. We're going to be coming from Job chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. And then we're going to, I think 2 Kings comes before Job. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 16 and 7. And then we go into old Job. Yeah, we go into 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. And then we're going to go to Job chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.
Amen.
2 Kings says, do not, my goodness, glory to God, you better go ahead, Lord. And y'all heard the title, He Knows Better Than Me. Yeah, 2 Kings says, do not be afraid. Ooh-wee, Elijah answered, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. I know some of your Bible says those who are with us are more than those that are against us.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Just stay with me. Verse 17, then Elijah prayed, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. Mm-hmm. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Father. He opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw the hills, and they were full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. My goodness, let's go to Job 1, 9 and 10. 9 says, Satan answered the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not placed a hedge on every side around him and his household and all that he owns? You have left the work of his hands and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out, I'm going to verse 11 as well. But stretch out your hand and strike all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all heard the title, He Knows Better Than Me. Wow. I love this because y'all know, all of us believe, oh, that's a good word, thank you. All of us believe that there is nothing that we know that God didn't know before we knew. We believe God knows what we're getting into even before we get into it.
We believe
that God is omnipresent. We believe that God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We believe that God is the author and finisher of our faith. We believe. I have to stop right there. Because if we believe, we wouldn't be getting this word tonight. Come on now. Ooh, here we go. Here we go. Let me drive this car. Oh, hold on. Hold on. I hope you got your seatbelts on. God says, tell them he knows better than me.
Amen.
No, because sometimes we get a little, You know, the old folks used to call it getting mannish. Nowadays they say, why you acting so grown? You ain't grown. You know, I say that to people all the time. I say, why are you trying to be so grown? You know, and that means you want to be ahead of your years. Well, yeah. I'm here to tell you, you can get ahead of your years and still never, ever catch up to God.
Right.
It doesn't matter how grown you are. You will never, ever catch up to God. Now, here's the thing. So mannish, right, that we believe that we know God. We believe that we know that God knows all things. No, we don't believe. God says, I can tell you right now, they don't believe that. Because if they did, my goodness, glory to God, I wouldn't see so many of my children crying at night. I wouldn't see so many of my children taking stress pills, pills for depression. I wouldn't see so many of my kids going to the hospital not knowing what's wrong because stress is attacking their body. I wouldn't see all of that if they truly believe.
Amen.
God says, you know, I don't understand because Jesus helped me out here. Jesus said, I'm with you, Father. And he's saying, how many ways can we tell them that we love them, we are with them, no weapon formed against them is going to prosper, fear not that I am with thee. How many ways can we tell them? And the Holy Ghost says, I don't imagine there'll ever be enough ways to tell them because they still don't believe. Huh? Because, number one, they don't walk by faith. They walk by sight.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're going by what they see and not what they know. They know that you said you would never leave them nor forsake them, but they still scared. They still losing it, you know? Oh, my God. We done made Starbucks a billion-dollar entity. Why? I need my coffee. Oh, I got to have my coffee. Don't talk to me. I need that coffee. I got to get that caffeine in me. So we already made Starbucks rich.
Oh,
yeah. For heaven's sake. Come on now. All the teas and all these. Wait. We drink the coffee to lift us up. We drink the tea to calm us down. What in the world?
Mm.
Come on now.
All right.
So in other words, what they're doing is, I need something. I need a pill to lift me up and a pill to take me down. They call it uppers and downers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because you're straddling the fence. You don't know if you want to be up or down.
Thank you.
Yeah. One minute you're up, then you turn around and you're down.
Yes.
The next minute you're down and someone comes and they're trying to comfort you and you say, what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you was in a bad, I ain't in no bad mood. Oh, my God. I am so grateful to God that his mood does not change. Does not change.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he was like us, oh, my goodness, we would need more than God. But thank God he is not like us. He is stable.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing unstable about the God that we serve. Watch this. And here, look, try to bring it in for a close. Watch this. Second Kings. Let me tell what happened to Job. But first I got to tell you about Second Kings. Elijah's servant was with him, and he was saying, oh, man, look what's going on. They done surrounded us. And it was just Elijah and the servant. And that's all the, my goodness, glory to God. That's all the natural eye could see was Elijah and his servant. And so the servant like, oh, master, they get ready to get us. It's just me and you. Look what's on that hill. And Elijah said, don't be afraid. You know why Elijah said that? Because he believed.
Yes.
God said he would never leave us nor forsake us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He also said no weapon formed against us was going to prosper. And he looked at the servant and goes, don't be afraid. Now, just imagine the servant turning around going, do you see what I see? And Elijah going, I see. I see what you see. You don't see what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, Father, open up his eyes so he can see what I see. God says, gladly.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to know greater is he that is with me than anything in this world trying to rise up against you.
Amen.
So he opens up the servant's eyes, and the servant is looking, and oh, my goodness, glory to God. I have to say it in my own way. For every enemy that was standing up on that hill or on their horse, there was 10 of God's army for every one of them.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. God ain't coming out like no punk. He's like, oh, that's all came at you? Now look and see who's with you. So the servant looks around, and he's seeing all these angelic hosts. Just, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, I imagine he put on his super gear. Oh, y'all want to mess with us? Come on with it. Come on. But now he sees who with us. Do you know what God loves? God loves a person that sticks out their chest and don't think they got anyone with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? When he sees Kathy sticking out her chest, huh? And he like, where's she going? Oh, what's that you say? You can't mess up my day. Oh, no, you can't steal my joy. First of all, you didn't give it to me. How you going to take something from me you didn't give to me?
Amen.
Huh? You are not, my goodness, my good day is not contingent upon you giving it to me. Okay? God woke me up this morning. I'm already having a good day. God got me started on my way. I'm already having a good day. I'm going to a job that God gave me. I'm already having a good day. I'm getting inside a car that God made available to me. I'm already having a good day.
Amen.
That's not my day.
Mm-mm.
By the time I get around you, I done thought about the goodness of Jesus. And it's nothing you can do to stop me from meditating on the goodness of my God.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
And so there he is. And you got people trying to mess with you there. You can't mess with my name. So now the servant is looking around, and he sees all these angelic hosts. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's feeling like Elijah. But God is saying, blessed is the one that doesn't have to see before they believe.
Amen.
You know what that's called?
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the ones that walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Stop looking at what's in front of you. It doesn't matter what your situation looks like. Stop looking. Huh? You got to walk by faith. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know how God is going to change anything. You don't know what's available to you. Walk by faith anyway.
That's right.
You know what? I didn't realize I was preaching that to my kids so much until my youngest son, we got stranded on the highway. And we was in a truck. moving our furniture across country, but this time it was just me and the two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And my youngest son, he got out on the hot. I said, oh, Lord, woo, what are we going to do now? This is what I'm thinking. But I guess my action was showing what I was thinking because my youngest son, he opened up the door. He jumped out. He said, Mom. And I'm looking at him, and I want to say he was about 10 or 11. He looked at him. He said, you said faith, one little mustard seed could move a mountain, right? I said, uh-huh. He said, I got enough faith to move a whole house cross country. And I looked at that kid. I said, all right now. He said, I ain't scared of nothing. We all right, Mom. God got us. I said,
amen.
This dude steps out on the, now he steps out of the truck. And me, I got to get out the truck and run around to the other because he's already on the outside.
Mm.
He steps to the road. And he sticks up his, I said, oh, Lord Jesus, ooh, he going too far. And as soon as, and he was short at the time, and as soon as he took his thumb and put it up, a car stopped immediately.
Amen.
And they looked at me, they said, you okay? Now, at that time, people could stop, and you weren't leery of, oh, God. What they get ready to do to us. Oh, God, what they got on them.
Right.
At that time, people were kind, you know,
yeah.
and somewhat gentle, you know. So they start to come. They say, oh, my God, look at her with the two kids. And so they go, you guys okay? And I said, well, the truck is. And they said, oh, we got you.
Uh-huh.
Just that quick because guess what? Not when he stuck up his thumb. When he said, I got enough faith to move a whole house cross country, God said, look at my boy. I got you. And it looked like as soon as his thumb went up, the car stopped. No, the car was, my goodness, glory to God. The car was on his way as soon as he said he had enough faith to move a house cross country. God
that's
said,
right.
Oh, my goodness, that's good teaching, Kathy. You know, I could have had my own stuff on the back, because who knows? Now, when I tell you this young dude would go to church, he would be talking, he would be playing. You're like, oh, my God, I'm going to bust him side the head if he don't be still. And you're like, stop. And me and his brother going, stop, be still, shut up, don't do anything. And this dude is just flipping because he's acting like he's so bored being in the church. And me and his brother, we trying to calm him down. And we get out to church, and his dad says, so what did y'all get? The dude that we trying to keep still, how does he know more than me and his brother?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, how did he get all that? He was the one joking around, acting all squirmy. And we trying to calm him down like he got ADD. And all he was being bored because he was young.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get home and the dad says, well, what y'all get today? What was in church? He was able to tell it all. And me and JJ going, wow. You know why? Because we were distracted and we didn't get half of what he got.
Amen. Wow.
Bless the Lord on my soul. Here it is. I'm coming in for a close. Job. Satan says to the Lord, does Job fear you for nothing? Not one thing he don't fear for you.
Nope.
Now, guess what he was doing? He was really being sarcastic because he was trying to point out to God the lack of goodness and humankind. Your creation is not what you think they are. Okay? So he says to God, it's only because you have a hedge of protection around him. You've been blessing him, his coming, his going. You've been blessing everything around him. It's that hedge of protection that you got around him.
Amen.
That keeps him loving on you and respecting you and fearing you And when he says does Job fear you for nothing, he's not talking about fear. He's talking about respect, adoration. Huh?
Yes.
That's what
yes.
he's talking about. And so he's saying, I sent you all of that stuff away from Job. He's going to curse you to your face. Huh? He's going to forget he knows you. Why? Because those things that you have given him is what keeps him connected to you. God said, oh, really? Okay. I'll take it all from him. Mm-hmm. I'll move my hedge of protection from around him. And Satan said, you know you got the hedge. I'll move it. I'll move it from around him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to protect him at all. I'm not going to bless him. I'm not giving him another thing. And let's see if he curses me to my face. Now, this is good news and bad news for all of us. Because Satan, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Satan is still an accuser of the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
He's still going to God saying, I bet you if Kathy didn't have a job, she'd curse you. I bet you if Billy didn't have that car, he would never go to church. I bet you. So he's telling God, it's because you've been providing for your people. It's
mm-hmm.
because of that hedge of protection you mm-hmm. have around them that
yeah.
they act like they love you. And God said, you think that's the reason, huh? He said, I know it's the reason. Because he's still an accuser of the brethren. He's
yes,
trying to let God know we don't really love him. We love what he can do for us.
Mm-hmm.
We love the things that he's given us. Come on now. And God is standing flat-footed going, you think? Okay, I'll move the hedge of protection. Now, here it is. Here it is. The title is, He Knows Better Than Me.
Yes.
And God said, now I can tell you who he is. I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Satan knows better than me. You know why? Because number one, before he can do anything to you, he's got to go ask for permission. Right? And when he goes to God to ask for permission, guess what he does? He ain't changed. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He's the same little rascal that he was years ago. There's nothing
the beginning.
Changed about him.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's changed is now he's dealing with different people.
Yes,
you know, the people back then are gone. What? That's the only thing changed. We're a different breed.
Amen.
But we're still acting the same.
Yes.
And so Satan, he has not changed. He's sitting there going, take all this. They don't love you like you think.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? And when God says he knows better than me, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When Satan went to Job, that was his first act, huh? To show just who he was. Yeah, that was his first attack. He's going in there to show everybody who he is. Why? Because he, you know why? He's still trying to be God. Now, here's
yes.
me coming in for clothes. You know what he knows better than me?
Mm.
He knows that God is protecting us.
Yes.
He knows that God loves us.
Yes.
He knows that God would never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes.
He knows that God is the one that's keeping us alive. He knows better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he goes to God to ask, can he destroy you, the first thing he says, just like he did back then, is, are you going to move that hedge of protection from around him? And that's why God is saying, Satan knows better than you. He's
mm-hmm.
more of a believer than you are. Because he believes the only way for him to get to us is to have God remove that hedge of protection.
That's right.
But here's the sad part. we don't even recognize that there is a hedge of protection.
That's right.
But Satan knows.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think when he went to attack Joe, he said, well, don't you got that hedge of protection around him? And guess what? The same way he went to God to get Joe, he goes to God to get Kathy. He goes to God to get Billy. He goes to God to get Sally. He goes to God to get Jim. He goes to God to get Jennifer. He goes to God to get you, and you.
Yes, he does.
Nothing just happens, right? Mm-hmm. That's what T.D. Jakes says. So everything that happens, God is aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Satan got to go, okay, I had enough of this. Yeah, she's worshiping you. She's loving on you. She's praising you every 2 seconds. She's trying to tell the whole world about you. I bet you get some of that stuff away from her. She's not going to keep on praising you and loving you and worshiping you as if everything that God has done for us is the only reason that we love him. How many of you want to prove Satan wrong? How many of you want to prove Satan wrong? This is what you do. When you're happy, praise him. When you're sad, praise him. When you're mad, praise him. When you got something, praise him. When you ain't got nothing, praise him. When you don't know where your next meal is coming from, praise him. When you don't know why he's letting all this calamity go on in your life, praise him anyhow.
Amen. Amen.
That's how you prove Satan.
That's right.
King David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth.
Yes.
And guess what? We walk around going, ooh, I will bless the Lord at all times. Yeah, until times get hard.
Yes.
Until times get dark.
Mm-hmm.
Until it looks like you all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start popping pills. Then you so stressed out. Oh, give me a large coffee. Look, give me a double shot on the rocks. Oh, yeah. I'm going over here, hang out with them. I'm going over here to do this. And God is looking at us going, didn't she say, I'll bless the Lord at all times?
Yes.
And his praises would continuously be in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, Kathy, I need all of you guys to know, he knows better than you. He knows that I have a hedge of protection around you, and no weapon formed against you is going to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. Right? So you think that Satan thinks you're an easy target? No. He just knows that you don't believe the way you say you do. Because if you believed, you wouldn't be so easily tossed to and fro.
That's right.
Now, and God is trying to let us know. You can make, he's already a liar out of him. Well, he's already a liar. Hello?
He's the father.
You know the devil is a liar.
Amen.
So it's not hard for you to prove to God, I don't love you for things, God. I don't love you for what you can do. I don't love you because of a job. I don't love you because of my husband. I don't love you because of my wife. I don't love you because of my children. I don't love you because of things. I really love you because you first loved me. You took a look at me
and
saw all of my filth.
Mm-hmm.
Loved on me like no other. In fact, you loved me so hard you died for me. How could I not love you that you would give up your life for me?
Yes.
Trade your life for my life, which was worth nothing.
Amen.
Listen, we got to get back to that place. When we say, I'll bless the Lord at all times, let it be all times.
Yes.
When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're in, when you're out. Come on now. Bless the Lord at all times, because that is a sign that you have faith that your God would never leave you nor forsake you.
That's right.
He done told you no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. He already told you, see, now I'm with you. Come on. And then he told Joshua again. He said, did I not say be strong and of good courage? I am with thee.
Amen.
If all of us would take a deep breath and in the heart that we're inhaling, knowing that that oxygen that we're taking in, that's God.
Amen.
Because if he's omnipresent, then every air, every ounce of breath that we take in, we're taking in a little more him and a little more him. The problem is we're not letting it transform us. Because as we take it in, it's supposed to transform us into his likeness. Yeah. But it's not transforming us quick enough. Because God is looking at us going, oh, here they go again. I'm losing them. I'm losing them. I'm losing them. Because you know what? They got the world dictating to them. My goodness, glory to God. Who their God is. The world says, we're in a recession. Oh, my God. Yeah. What am I going to do? I got to save every dime I got. I don't know when my next meal is coming. I don't. Oh, my God, we're in a recession. I don't know if we're going to have a house to be in. Oh, my God, I don't know if I'm going to have a job. How is the world going to dictate to you about your God? Recession? Your God is looking at you going, that's all he got? A recession? Come on now. Is there anything too hard for your God?
Nope. Not at all.
Nothing. Nothing is too hard for your God. And so he's saying, tell them, Kathy, didn't I say be strong and of good courage?
Yes.
That I am. And for those of you that don't know, one of his names is I am. When Moses said, who should I say sent us? It's sending me. Tell him I am. I am who? I am that I am. Right?
Amen.
I am a very present help in the time of storm. I am with thee. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with all of you. Because I'm a great big God.
Thank
Not
you, God.
One of my children that calls on the name of Jesus. My goodness, glory to God.
Thank you, God.
It's going to keep on crying. That's why he said, weeping may endure for now. But, my goodness, glory to God, you better turn it on around, God. Joy comes in the morning.
Yes,
and
it does.
And guess what? The morning could be right now. Because some parts of the earth, you know, some parts of the world, it's already morning. Come on now.
Amen.
So what he's saying is, weeping doesn't have to last if you don't hold on to it.
Let it go.
As quick as you let it go, that's as quick as your joy is going to come. Come on now.
Yes, it is.
Because the joy of the Lord, that is your strength.
Yes.
He is your strength. Come on now. When he says he knows better than me, he's looking at us going, shame on you. That our enemy knows me better than you. He knows I have a hedge of protection around your life. You don't even know that because you're still stressed out. You're still worrying. You're still doubting.
That's right.
And the enemy knows what you're going to do about that hedge of protection you got around them. And God is looking, if only they knew what you know.
Yes.
Satan ain't doubting God's hand is on us. We are.
That's right.
He knows God is with us. We're the ones that are doubting, not Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Satan's trying to cut corners and make us think he's not with us.
That's right.
He knows that he is.
Satan knows
God is with us. And that's why God said he knows more. He knows better than you and you and you and you and you. Why? Because he believes God is who he says he is. That's why.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Wow, what a powerful message this evening. I want to thank Pastor Kathy for that awesome, awesome message. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So at this time, I'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. Area code 25222. Okay. Anyway, everybody left Pastor Kathy, so it was an awesome, awesome message. Area code 404-587-623-271. 252-226 and the last one, 619-559. So those were your listeners for this evening. Amen. So at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we have 7 minutes left into this program. Praise be to God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. If you listening to this message, you know that God loves us. He wants to bless us. He's not there to hurt or harm us. He wants to love on us. He wants to protect us. He wants to give us life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
If you don't know God as your Lord and Savior yet, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. Forgive me of my sins, Lord God. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross. For all of us, not just her or him, all of us, Lord, come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And really, that's all it takes. And God is saying, I was wondering when you was going to make that decision to let me in. I've been knocking on the door just waiting for you to let me. God is not concerned with all your mistakes and all the things you've done wrong. No, he's only concerned with where you're headed now.
Amen.
That's his only concern. And thank God, he still loves us, right?
Yes,
even when we're still in the world, he knows the day that we're going to change our minds and come on in. So we thank God.
We thank God
for his love.
Yes.
We thank God he's a forgiving God, a merciful
yes.
God, a loving, caring God. Precious and heavenly Father,
God.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Father God, as we prepare ourselves to get off this line, don't let us ever, ever, ever stop meditating on the things that are prosperous for our souls, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we're going to leave this line with never, ever your presence. We say thank you. We love you.
Thank
we honor and adore you.
Thank you.
You care enough to come
yes.
and see about us, oh God. That you sent your word to let us know how are you guys going to let Satan outbeat you with his belief. He knows
yes.
that I'm there, and you don't even know it. God says it's time for you to realize what Satan realizes, that I'm always with you. We thank you, oh God. We pray for every household under the
yes.
sound of my voice, everyone
you,
that
God.
Was present, oh God, and even the ones that weren't able to get on.
Yes,
you continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go, and Father God, most of all, that we would get to that place that we know more about you than
yes.
Satan does. That we would believe like he believes. You
yes.
do have a hedge of protection around our lives.
Yes, you do,
we
Lord.
We thank
God.
You. We love you. We honor and adore you. Continue to be with all of us, God, all of us, because we desperately need your presence in our lives right now.
Yes, Lord.
Each and
yes.
every day, We cannot do it without you. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you for that wonderful word this evening. To God be the glory. So
God bless you guys. Love you.
Love you too. Praise be to God. So at this time, we are going to leave out on All Belongs to You. Amen. Good night. God bless you. We love you. And have a wonderful evening.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.